Welcome to the Fangled Cast, brought to you by the folks at Fangled Group, the strategy-first marketing and sales consultancy helping take your company to the next level and beyond. We help our clients convert every touch into voracious advocates for their brand. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the new look and feel of the Fangled Cast. New logo, new guest, and new company name. We've switched from the Fangled Tech to Fangled Group, which better represents who we are. Check out the other video and you can learn a little bit more about why we're now called the Fangled Group. Today, I've got a special guest on, a very old friend of mine. And I say that just because, you know, I'm very old. And we're going to talk about innovation in the agricultural world. So many of us have these kind of odd stereotypes that people who didn't grow up in rural areas of what are farmers and are they even innovators? The amount of technology and things that are happening in the agricultural world are fascinating to me, and I hope they are to you. And rather than screwing up Holly's bio, Holly, tell the world who you are and what you do, and we'll talk a little bit about agriculture today.
Awesome. Thank you, Andrew. And just for the record, you said old friends. So of course that dates me, but Andrew and I went to college together and I'm thrilled to be here with you today. My background is I was actually born on the East Coast and didn't know the first thing about farming. And my parents decided to make a massive lifestyle change, moved from the East Coast and bought a farm in Ohio. So I grew up on a farm largely. And then my entire career has been in agricultural finance. And of course, like you said, there's a lot of stereotypes with agriculture as well as with finance. So hopefully we get into some interesting perspectives in this conversation. But I've worked within the farm credit system. I've worked within the banking, you know, small community banks, regional banks, really have a broad perspective and understanding on what agricultural finance looks like, which is what will be the topic today. So thrilled to be here and look forward to sharing some knowledge that I have.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really glad to have you. It's funny, we went to school. Part of the school was business and part of it was really agricultural. So I for the first time growing up in the city of Cleveland, learned a great deal about what farmers' lives. I remember the first time a farmer said to me, "Don't you dare make fun of a farmer with your mouth full." And it really stuck with me to this day that they're such an important part of who we are as a country. And by the way, they feed us. So yeah. It's really interesting. When we talk about agricultural finance, I think it's a real prime time to talk about it because we're coming out of this era where we had all of these drastic tariffs that prevented many of our farmers from being able to export their products and find foreign markets, which really is a massive part of why farmers work in the U.S. is to stimulate our economy, getting their products. Are you seeing that now that those tariffs have started to diminish, that the farm community is no longer having to live off the subsidies and really getting back to what they do best?
There's always going to be an impact for American farmers depending on what's going on in the global trade. So of course, you know, it changes dramatically depending on what our policy is. And right now it's really difficult to put your finger on one thing and say, this is having the largest impact. We have a lot of environmental impacts as well going on.
Sure.
And you'll see a shift in agriculture as awareness increases to sustainability as well. So you've got very traditional farming. You've got resources that may or may not be available, such as, you know, you're probably hearing about some water issues in locations. So there's so many things that are going on. Trade absolutely is an important factor in that. Right now, you know, it's a pretty good time for farmers, given where the trade environment is, but there's also significant challenges depending on their location. And, you know, as you're aware, the diversity within agriculture is just massive. You go from crops, row crops, trees, livestock, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah. So many people think of, you know, farming as those vegetables at the supermarket and forget about all of the other things that agriculture does in terms of animal farming, in terms of grains and what goes into other types of food and even raw materials for products, including, ethanol for fuel. And just yesterday I saw a truck drive by that had a big sign on it that they were innovators in soy for automobile fuel and diesel, biodiesel. So it's interesting the expanse of what agriculture means to all of us is so important. I know you're now just been promoted to the Queen Poobah at that's not the title, at Grower's Edge. No,
that's what you used to call me in college, and I appreciated it then. But yeah, I appreciate the comment. Yeah, but no, I was recently promoted to Executive Vice President, Chief Lending Officer with Grower's Edge, which is an innovative agricultural company, fintech to be specific. It is our space. You know, our foundation is data. And then we have several products and continue innovation of new products.
Yeah, the product that fascinated me the most is this idea of a warranty in the farming industry, giving a warranty to farmers. Can you explain what that means?
Well, that is the product that I have the least amount of expertise in, but I can share with you.
You're welcome then for asking.
Exactly. But no, we do have a warranty product that is really interesting. And that's one of the things where I come in on the finance side and looking at how do we, position those products together for success for growers. But what it does is it gives growers an opportunity through partners. So through ag retailers or cooperatives that they might work with or other manufacturers to try new products and give them a warranty that will say, for example, you need to have a yield of a certain level and to have that maintained by trying this new innovative product. So it helps farmers with innovation themselves, like on the field, learning how to do that, as well as those partners to move some new products and experiment and see how they work in different areas and what the success rate is.
That's interesting. So in the past, when you came across farmers that were extremely resistant to change, we've been using this system for two generations, and you're telling me you want me to try something new and take the risk. This sort of gets those guys off of the fear and manages that risk for them.
Exactly. And in today's world, there are some stereotypes, that you'll think, they don't want to shift. Agriculture as a whole has been slower to get into the fintech space and technology, as I know we're going to talk about. But also you'll find a lot of farmers at the core are quite innovative and very willing to make those shifts. Mm-hmm. But, farming is a lifestyle as well as a business. So that balance between, what are they comfortable with for the lifestyle as far as then securing their future as a business, you might find them being a little more inclined to try new things. But, with a warranty, absolutely gives them a clear pathway, to give it a go where otherwise they might pull back a little bit.
Yeah, you just hit on one of my favorite things I learned about farmers when I was a college kid and since with my friends in agriculture, is people who have the ability to just do all sorts of stuff and do it well, that most people, whether it's the tractor broke down and they can't get it somewhere to fix it, they have to know how to do it. And they know how to deal with the animals and they know the right feed. And, I still to this day, my old college roommate who's one of my closest friends in the world, if I'm a gardening and I got a gardening question, he's a chemical expert. I can give him a call and get better information than I can on the 800 number on the back of some pesticide that I probably shouldn't be using. it's fascinating. So the warranty part is your least. Let's move towards the stuff that you know even more about and how it affects the farmers. Because most people don't think about lending in terms of products and how they work. What's the coolest product that you guys are bringing to the market in the financial world that really helps farmers grow?
Well, what we've launched with is an end-to-end, what I would truly describe as a world-class digital platform for input finance. So as with any kind of lending, a lot of us default to thinking about what consumer lending is, either of credit cards or home mortgage. When you get into agriculture, you're going to be looking at loans that you put funds out to grow the crop. You might put funds out to purchase a piece of equipment. You might put funds out to purchase the real estate, that you're farming on. So this particular product I'm talking about here is for the inputs, which is the loan that they purchase the inputs to plant the crop. And those funds typically go out through a partner, such as a cooperative. So this is a digital application that the partner actually launches with their growers directly. So we're really behind the scenes and support those partners in being able to have access to a platform that is fully digital, modern, very quick in its response that otherwise they may not be able to invest in because their primary activity might be selling seed or selling fertilizer as opposed to building the infrastructure, the technology that you need to have a system like that. So that's what we have recently launched with. the particular launch that we've done is in the sustainability space, which is pretty cool. I'm keenly interested in that. When we moved from the East Coast, we had different ideas than a lot of folks, and we had a lot to learn.
Sure.
But started out with no-till farming before anybody even knew what it was. So I always gravitate towards that when there's an opportunity to do so. So, you know, our first partner that we're working with is very large in the legume space. So as far as pea protein, and, you know, we are providing direct loans to farmers that are purchasing, say, the seed and the other inputs that they need through that partner to grow peas.
Wow. And that's another one of those products, just like corn. People drive through the fields and they see fields and fields of corn and they go, oh my God, who's eating all that corn? Well, the reality is most corn grown isn't for humans to eat. It's that the sweet corn's the specialty. It's the field corn that goes in everything. Same with the peas. No, I see it in animal rations. Almost every high quality dog food now has pea protein in it. It's really become up and comer.
Yeah, we're seeing pea protein in lots of products, not just the products that we eat, but the animals eat, and as well as other things as well. It's fascinating as you step back and think about, when I was a kid, all we knew were just regular soybeans. You know, you rotated corn and soybeans in those fields, and now it's a much more innovative, technologically advanced industry.
Yeah, and people who grew up in our generation, I mean, every time we ever saw the bank dealing with a farm in movies or otherwise, it was always the guy with the handlebar mustache waiting to take over the farm. They can't pay the bills. They're going to lose the farm. And now what we're seeing companies like who you work for in your past, how do we help farmers grow, keep their farm and make money by being a lender, not by being a foreclosure?
Exactly. Yeah. And you're right. The stereotypes of all the shows that we saw was always on the negative perspective, as opposed to the vast majority of our farmers are successful. And, everyone that's in the industry, we are here to really, our success lies in their success. So we really look to build products that are innovative, really serve their needs. You know, our focus is both for the grower as well as that input provider. So we really, people ask about their customer and I'm like, well, I'm going to share with you that I view that we have two customers. Our first customer might be that input provider, but we're building a product for that grower to have access to that needs to be user friendly from their perspective. So the farmer perspective, some farmers look at an application, you get it, on your cell phone, that may be very comfortable for them. For other farmers, it may not be. You have some generational issues, as we do in every industry. So the particular product we have, you can, use your phone because it needs to be modern and efficient and effective, but then also can be on a laptop. And if that doesn't work for you, you can always go in with a partner and they can fill it out with you at the same time.
That's really cool. You brought up your high interest in sustainability and how Growers Edge has such a role to play in that. Can you go a little bit deeper? Tell us a little bit more what you mean by sustainability and how you're able to affect the world with
And I thought I thought you were perhaps doing a pun on me when you said high interest, because I admittedly thought interest rate, but that's not where you went. So I'm glad about that.
I have never in my life told more than 150 puns in a day. So, this was not one of those.
Woven in that in every conversation I have with you. But I will say, not to digress, come back into your question, but it is an interesting marketplace right now with interest rates being low. So it's not a differentiator. And when I started my career, having a low interest rate was a differentiator in the marketplace. And today that's not nearly as impactful. And it could come back to where it is, but at any rate. When we say sustainability, that's a catchword, catchphrase, if you will, as well as regenerative agriculture. So what do those really mean? I'm going to kind of shift and think about the regenerative agriculture, which is to help ensure the long-term viability, let's say, of the ground that we have. What are we doing in that space? And for example, peas, legumes, give a lot back to the soil. So that's why when we get into someone that specializes in a product such as that, you are significantly contributing to regenerative ag. Another perspective on regenerative ag that most people are probably very familiar with is organic agriculture. Now, that's not something that our product is directly geared towards, because when I talk about an input loan, that's to put out the crop 1 year at a time. When farmers transition to organic, it's really a 3-year long process for them to get certified to be able to grow organics. So we actually are working on building a product that will help them with that transition along with some partners. So there's, so I think it's a really good call when you say, you know, you talk sustainability and regenerative, and we throw it out. What does it really mean? So there's a lot of different perspectives and people that, you know, a lot more knowledgeable than me that I get to work with to help me understand it. Since I've come to Growers Edge, some of our investors are very interested in that space. And I've been, you know, the learning curve has been steep for me, but being able to be surrounded by people that are really have a deep expertise in their entire college career, you know, was based in that space has been really helpful for me, you know, to get up to speed and really understand what are the needs from a financial perspective. And they're pretty significant, especially when you think about, you know, a 3-year transition for, you know, to shift to an organic, sure. That's a pretty heavy lift.
Yeah, I remember living in Brazil, there were guys that were in the acacia tree business. They grow acacia trees to make charcoal. And there were other guys that were in the pine industry. And of course, Brazil had the perfect climate to get pine trees to the point of being able to be forested more than anywhere else in the world. But you're talking about people whose farming business is for their kids. Because you plant a tree, chances are you may get one harvest out of your forest before you pass on. So the financial part of that is such a 3 years is nothing to a tree farmer. So I got a question about the market. I know that still we've now in, I think it's 16 states have legalized recreational cannabis more for medicinal. Hemp is now legal to grow again in the US for a variety of, for pulp and also for CBD. But none of those people are legally allowed to use the federal banking system for the money. Are companies like yours able to get involved and loan money to folks in those industries?
Yeah, you've done your homework, I would say, you know, Andrew, because not most people understand that, yeah, federally, if you are federally regulated, that's a pretty sticky place for you to get into and look to help finance for those activities. We're not doing that yet, but that actually is something that is on the radar as we look at our roadmap of where we might go. Given that we are not in that type of financing and don't have the heavy regulation, it is an opportunity that's available to us. But I would just say that's further down our roadmap. You know, this product, what, you know, I will say is pretty astounding to me. It was started, the building of it started approximately 10 months ago, and we've already launched it from a technology platform, which is really fast. So you think about how, you know, the roadmap that we have and the different iterations that is on there. But at this point, you know, we're really focused on building this core piece, getting really efficient, effective with that, get that launched with many more partners and then see where we go. And that is certainly an opportunity that we would be looking at.
Are there differences in being able to seek financial help with organizations for more niche farming opportunities? Like I know you're very much into bee culture. Some of the less known and more more cash intensive type farming opportunities besides the big, you know, I've got X number of acres and I'm farming. Is there help out there for folks?
A lot of that honestly is going to come down to just what are the financials for that. I would say if you have a financially viable business plan, that you're probably going to be able to find somebody that will back you. But you're going to work through a lot of no's before you can get to the end of where that's going to work best for you. That's one of the things that our investors are always helpful for us to kind of look at the non-traditional and where are some of those niche markets that we might be able to support and give them the opportunity and innovation that's just not available in the everyday.
That's interesting. Interesting. Well, we're kind of running out of time. So now I get to ask you the question I always ask everyone at the end. What should I have asked you that I didn't?
I would suggest you might ask, why am I interested in ag finance? You know, my undergrad was in business and I went to a college, as you already mentioned, that had an ag school, and I did not take a single ag course while I was there. Mm-hmm. And then I went on and got my master's in ag econ. And the reason that I'm keenly, specifically interested in ag finance is when I was a kid and we did run into some challenges with the farm and had some issues with our lenders and they had some of their own issues. And there were times when we weren't sure we were going to make it. So I really had a mission to understand how do you run businesses, which is why I, you know, did the economics at Wilmington. But then after I got out of there and really recognized that my passion lies more specifically with business and agriculture, I went on with my degree and want to do all I can to be able to provide capital to farmers that perhaps are in niche or in the standard everyday regular farming, an opportunity to have access to that capital. And today in an efficient, modern, you know, high technology perspective.
But that having that unique base that's separate from that career, I think gives you an edge when over those that had a different focus in their education. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I appreciate it because I always say when it's personal, when I mentor others, when I say you can really find where your personal alignment is to the work that you're doing, your ability to withstand and bring forward, you know, new, different types of thoughts coming from a different perspective, I think is invaluable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyhow, we are at the end, and we hope that everybody who was listening learned a little bit about innovation in the agricultural world, what ag financing is really about, and got to know my friend Holly a little bit better. It's always, always a blast and fun to see you. And if you enjoyed the show, we'd like you to subscribe, fax a copy of it to your friend if you know how to fax videos. I haven't figured it out yet. And tell the world so you can check out the Fangled Cast, watch the previous episodes, and let us know what you think about the new look and feel of the logos, the intro, the ending. The Fangled Cast is brought to you by the great people at the Fangled Group, where we help you convert every touch into voracious advocates for your brand.